views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. And here we are. I can't believe we're at Labor Day weekend. Our summer is going fast. We had a great summer in Seattle, and now, true to form, we have some rain, which is greatly needed. And I'm excited. I was gone the past 2 weeks, so we had some special recordings, and I was down in Mexico getting soaking up lots of sun, and now I'm back to work. So today, I'm talking with Trish Devney, and we're going to talk about how you can awaken the real power through sound. Trish is an author, speaker, and best-selling Sounds to Recording artist, a voice specialist, and sound healing expert. She's recognized as an authority in the field of vocal sound healing and is known for her groundbreaking work with movement and authentic voice expression. Trish's pioneering works, concerts, and teachings in sound therapy were inspired by her own healing journey from a near-fatal illness back to complete health. And her comprehensive work in this emerging field provides a practical guide for whole body transformation and enables individuals to use sound to achieve remarkable results. And she also has a book, Sound Shifting, Your Personal Guide to Self-Healing with Sound. And I'll give you her website so you can check out things while we're talking. It's www.soundshifting.com. So welcome, Trish.
Hi, thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, so I love to start off first with people's stories, and you do have a personal story about your own healing journey, and that was the inspiration for writing your book. So let's start there.
Yes, well, it's so true. So many of us are inspired by the trials and traumas that we face, and I had been diagnosed with chronic hepatitis C and liver disease. And I won't go into a lot of the story, that all that is in the book, but I didn't know that there was a possibility for healing, so I didn't pursue that. But I also didn't do the traditional chemical therapy they were available to me back in 1998. So I did a lot of alternative stuff, but lo and behold, my viral load kept increasing up into the multiples of millions. And simultaneously, I had gone to, I live here in Tucson, and so there's a gem and mineral show in town that comes every year. And I went to this huge show, and inside one of the tents, I saw these gorgeous Tibetan bowls. And I went over and asked how they play. The gentleman showed me. I started to play, and as though something outside of me just drew, coaxed, called forth a voice within me. And I just did a kind of free toning along with this bowl. And the bowl was like my drone or an orchestra underneath me. It was an incredible experience. And I stopped and I said, okay, I'll buy this bowl. And I went home every day and toned. And just because I felt good. I didn't think about the past or the future or even really the present. I just became. I was in a state of being. And then I added to that tones that I had used with my young actors. I was currently, at that time, I was an artistic director. I had an acting company. And I would use these specific tones to help the students really access a more authentic, a deeper telling of their stories rather than just relying on, you know, the ego memory, the surface memory. We really were able to get deep into the cellular experience because we were creating stories out of their lives. And I started to do these tongs and also do the bowl, work with the bowl. And I get a phone call from my medical doctor, and he tells me that I am at the end of my days. My viral loads were spiking into the millions, multiples of millions, and to get my affairs in order. So I got another doctor. And when I did, he agreed and put me on interferon, and which was the chemical injection. And as I did that, I continued to make the sound. And I would inject, and I would take the ribavirin, which was another little pill they had us taking. But in very short order, my doses were modified. And I just continued to tone. I didn't think anything of it, except I was getting tested every week. And along about the third month of this sort of protocol, a protocol, by the way, I was supposed to be on for a year, he calls me into his office and he says, you know, we're guardedly optimistic. We're not quite sure what happened, but there's no trace of the virus in your system. And I in the back of my head, I thought, this has something to do with sound. Not sure what, but I think sound played a role here. And I continued to do what I was doing and teaching, and I kept visiting and doing my aftercare visits because he was convinced it was going to return. And 2 years out, the nurse calls me into her cubby and says, you need to understand why the doctor is so mystified by your situation. She said, you don't have a genotype that would have responded to interferon. So there's no medical reason for you to be well. And then I knew. I knew it had to do with sound. And I had to, there was a deep welling in my being that said, pursue this. This is your next stage. This is your next step. And I started to devour everything I could about sound and began to unravel what happened to me. And I realized I'm no special, I had no special trick, except, you know, I had no special talents. All I did was open my mouth and make sound. And the result was quite astounding, what it did. And, you know, we can talk as we go, but I learned the incredible power of the voice and sound in general to transform brain states and expand awareness and literally change the molecular structure within the human body.
So you did this, what, for a year? I mean, you didn't have any training. You were just
nothing.
You were using a Tibetan bowl. You picked up the Tibetan bowl. And so did you use, you know, you chanted with the bowl? And
I didn't really chant language. I just did free toning. I just opened my mouth and let the sound come. Yeah, and I continued to do that because it felt so darn good. Little did I know that as I was toning, I was elongating my breath. And as I was elongating the breath, I was oxygenating my blood and my lymph system. My brain was getting more oxygen. And there was a cascading effect of what was going on in my body that restored and repaired the cells. A lot of this wasn't even known back in those days, but I've been in pursuit all along in understanding the deeper levels of healing. And I think right at the crux of all of this was a state of non-resistance. That's what sound gave me. From the moment I opened my mouth with that little bowl, I stopped thinking about the past and future and controlling outcomes. And what I stepped into was a state of non-resistance. And that state, energetically, I realized, is the state the body needs to be in order for reparation to occur.
So non-resistance, and also it reminds me of sort of the whole surrendering, you know, letting things be, and working, you know, trusting. I mean, one, you have to, there's an element of trust, but you didn't even know what the outcome was going to be. It just
didn't even try.
Felt good.
Exactly.
Well, how would you, now that you, many years later, is there anything more to describe to people what sound healing is?
Well, sound healing is really the act of bringing greater resonance to the whole body system. And one's own voice becomes probably the most potent tool we have. Though hearing sound through the eardrum and the way it affects the neurology of the human form and human brain is quite profound. But when you direct your voice with those tones, you are affecting the cells of each individual organ at a harmonic and subatomic level. So your voice carries the unique frequencies, if you will, of what your body is hungry for as kind of harmonic food. So you don't have to think about singing in B flat or an E or anything like that, because it's not a mentalized experience. It's something that comes through the body as a harmonic just through open toning. And when I say open toning, it's really working with the vowels, less of with the consonants, but the consonants sort of are the ignition to the sound. I may go ma, but the fundamental whole experience is that open ah sound. And it's the most dynamic part because it's the regenerative power of overtones that is working on the brain and the whole body.
Yeah. It's fascinating. Well, and we're going to talk more about this. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and talk more with Trish Devney.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Trish Devney, and she's the author of Sound Shifting, Your Personal Guide to Self-Healing with Sound. So she was sharing her story with us of how she healed herself with hepatitis C, which is a very life-threatening disease. And Trish, you know, so such a blessing for you to have discovered this for yourself. I mean, you know, that that you could heal yourself. And there's so much more out there, and that was in the beginning, but, you know, there is a field of energy medicine. How's that accepted now in the, you know, it's in the alternative approach to healing and medicine, but how about in the, traditional sense of our medical system? Is it accepted, or?
You mean sound itself?
Energy healing, yeah.
Well, I have the great fortune of living here in Tucson, and Tucson is the home of the University of Arizona research, and we have the integrative wellness program here. So the medical doctors come and study integrative well-being and how to interface both the Western and the alternative and complementary modalities. So I get to teach young doctors and med students about sound and give them a direct experience with how to work with sound in a treatment setting. So they're getting a lot of energy awareness. So they're working with people who do healing touch in this program. They're working with me, working with sound, and others who use Joe Ray, and on and on. So it's pretty comprehensive. And I have to say, I am so buoyed by the new doctors coming up. They're young, they're awake, they're on fire, and they get it. They get the integrative components to health and wellness. So they're looking at it in terms of whole body well-being and not just addressing the curative element of a, you know, specific protocol, but instead realizing that it's a whole body imbalance. So when I talk with them, I talk about how what used to be in ancient times, we would look upon the body when it was distressed as a musical issue. So the way to restore harmony to the body part or harmony to the human being was a musical resolution. And that's how the healing would occur. And the shaman oftentimes would, in the work in the village or in the community would hold the drone, like my little bowl did for me. They would anchor the sound and anchor the experience through that drone tone. And the harmonics from the shaman would pull from the ethers the sound frequencies, the overtones and harmonics that were necessary and needed for whoever was going through the healing. So in a way, that's in a very modern way, that's what I do with my work when I see clients. But in Western medicine, it's a way of really inviting the patient to be a partner in their wellness strategy, so that they're taught and encouraged to hum, for instance. And we talk about the vagus nerve when the doctors come, because I'm finding that that's my new best friend.
What is the vagus nerve?
Oh my goodness. It's the longest nerve in the body. It sits right below the solar plexus. They call it the second brain. And it is probably, when it's stimulated, and oftentimes we can get very much out of balance when the vagal nerve is not activated and stimulated. But it's when it's stimulated, it actually helps to produce health benefits that are critical for the digestive system or the cardiovascular system or the neurology, reproductive system, and even the repair mechanisms of the human body. So the vagus nerve is fundamental, and we're just getting more and more awareness around the vagus nerve. And what stimulates the vagus nerve? The voice. It's stimulated through the larynx. So that is what I found probably was how I began to heal. Because in my elongated toning, not only was I oxygenating my blood and my lymph system, I was changing the neurology. I was etching new neural pathways and working on the immune function in my body. So that vagus stimulation can come through, you know, toning, or can come through humming. Humming is a great go-to tool. Little did we know, you know, that simple humming is stimulating that parasympathetic nervous system, which allows the rest and digest response in the body versus going into fight or flight, which is most of us don't breathe in the deeper part, the deeper well of the body. So we're breathing in that very shallow part of the upper lungs, which keeps us in this low-grade state of tension and fight or flight. We don't know it, but that's what's happening. And so what I do in my lectures and my workshops and privately is to really create that awareness of moving the sound down into our own pelvic bowl, the well of our being, which is where our brilliance, our divinity, our passion, and our power sits. But we have lost a conscious connection to that part of us. So just through the simple breathing and then making sound from that part of the body activates all of these beneficial responses. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Well, I want to talk about, there's one topic that you get into, and it's about the tone and quality of a person's voice and how that impacts what the listener and the speaker.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how I have found, in fact, just a quick story. I was listening to a lecture of somebody I really wanted to hear what they had to say, and I noticed through the lecture I was yawning a lot, and I wasn't tired, and I was trying to relax my jaw, and I just kept on doing this. And then, because when I sit in audiences, I'm not in my professional mode. I'm just listening. So I started to tune into what might be going on, and I see this person is very tight in her jaw, and her breath is real shallow, and she can't breathe. So in the world of sound healing, entrainment is everything. It's finding resonance with that dominant frequency that brings everything into the natural rhythm and flow of the body. Well, in a lecture or teaching situation, if the person on stage is not breathing well, the audience cannot find synchrony with that breath. And they're doing all sorts of things and don't know they're doing it, fidgeting, yawning, maybe falling asleep, maybe they have to leave. Lots of different responses going on that are interfering with their capacity to hear and absorb what the person is saying, simply because the quality of the voice was so out of authenticity with the person who is speaking, their own voice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fascinating. And, you know, and other people, many people have this kind of experience. They'll hear somebody's voice, and they'll either be drawn to it like a warm comfy, or they'll be repelled by it. And oftentimes, we're not aware that it's a harmonic vibration that we're responding to, because the person is not vibrating in their capacity. I look at some of our speakers, our world leaders, and our presidential hopefuls, and I listen to some of their voices, and I can see why they're having some challenges. And I can hear it. because their voice is not allowing them to be seen and heard.
So yeah, there's so much work that can be done with that. And I'm thinking, good teachers, like I've had teachers who ask the audience to breathe, because when say mm-hmm. you're being triggered by the topic or you're thinking, and, we tend mm-hmm. to tighten up, we impact the speaker too. Yes. And so I hear lots of people go, okay, everybody breathe now.
Yeah. And the quality of the information changes. So it becomes more effortful and more we're having to push and force and try. And all of those are the grand saboteurs of communication. So when, a person is breathing deep in the well of their belly into their lower back, not only are they keeping themselves whole and healthy, they're also impacting the field, the sounding field, if you will, the morphogenic field, with a whole frequency rather than this distortion. And so when I work with people to open that voice, we start doing those tones that I used in my early healing, the tones I thought were only actor tools with my young students. But I then, once I adopted it for myself, I saw the healing potential here. And those are the tones that I do regularly. And I teach others so that they can empower themselves through their own voices. When they start working with these tones, they become much more fulfilled. By that I mean the frequency within is much more, they're occupying more of themselves. So they feel a greater sense of power and confidence.
So does each person, do we kind of have our own tones? Like
yes.
What's, that's mm-hmm. perfect for us? And we need to, sounds like an exploration with you to discover that too in the work that you do.
It is. And it's funny, each of us have a fundamental sound, and then we carry that in different environments. So there's a different tonality that moves through our environments. But we do have a fundamental sounding experience.
Okay. Well, great. We're going to talk more about this subject after we come back from this break.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Well, Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Trish Devney. Now, she has this book, and some of the, a lot of the things we've been talking about, you'll find in the book, and I'm sure some great tools. So check it out, Sound Shifting, Your Personal Guide to Self-Healing with Sound. So, Trish, let's have you give people your website, contact information, and what you offer for people, because you have things that are available.
Right, right. Well, the website is soundshifting.com, and I did several pages that go through various things that I offer. One is I'm a recording artist with Sounds True, so I have two CDs with Sounds True that are all crystal singing bowls, the Alchemy crystal singing bowls. And then I have teaching CDs, two teaching CDs, where I teach folks how to make these tones, how to shape the sound, and then how to create them just as a template, you know, for people to begin. And one is also a track-by-track guided meditation for the sound. It's called Chakra Sound Meditation. And then I have a couple of other CDs. One is just vocals, all improvisational vocals. It's called the Lapis Ensemble. And a gal and I went into the studio and, you know, would create these harmonics with a few bowls. And then our voices started to create this incredible layering of harmonics. So that was great fun. And then another CD that is built around the harmonic fifths. So the fifth interval, and people do not have to understand music to have a feeling for what music does for us. But what we know with the fifth interval is that it creates, it's the interval, they say, of transformation. So it is always the heart's longing to reach for that transformative element. And that fifth element is that key harmonic between two notes that create that overwhelming experience of transformation. So that's the other CD, the Harmonic Activation CD. So those are all there, as well as my book. And then I'm going to be in the Portland area and the Seattle area doing lectures and concerts and workshops. And I'll be starting September 26th in the Portland area, 26th, 27th, and 30th, and 23rd. I have a lecture there. So I've done a number of things in the Portland area. Then I come up to Seattle, and on October 3rd, 4th, and 5th, I have a concert lecture and a workshop that's going on. So I hope your audience, some of your audience members can join me for those experiences. It would be great.
Okay. Is that information on your website?
It is. It's on the calendar section.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Okay, so we were just talking about how our voices, you know, impact others and ourselves. And then also something that you talk about in your book, for us to examine the power of our thoughts and words that relates to a vibrational health and resonance.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a common thought that our thoughts are very energetically powerful. And what I've found is that's lesser the truth. The greatest power sits in our voice. And a form of sound healing is our language, how we language and how we resonate with those words and the words we choose to use and the words we're conscious or unconscious of using. Because we can be sabotaging ourselves right and left. For instance, if we're saying, you know, out loud, I want to have abundance. Well, the body only knows what the dominant frequency is. And the dominant frequency in that phrase for most of us is want. So there it sits. So what is reflected back to us is this constant state of wanting, because the body is saying, in a way, I'm on it, okay, you know. So what sound allows one to do is bypass that cognition and all of the energetics that are connected to that desire and really move into a state of what some teachers talk about allowing. And it's that state of acceptance or surrender. And that's what I found I did with my tones. So my brain became free of any projection and allowed the body and that state of allowance really to bring about the natural state of myself, which was whole and healthy.
So instead of, because you're saying the words, you know, we're saying I want abundance or I want to be healthy, what do you say instead?
I am.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I just need,
that's
we need
so much more powerful.
Right.
When I was in the peak of my hair loss and weakness in my body from the chemical therapy, I would wake up in sweats and I would say, yes, my body is feeling really funky right now. And I am in a state of well-being. So I simply created a parallel paradigm where I knew I had these things going on. I didn't feel good, et cetera, et cetera. And despite that, I am in a state of well-being. How I knew to do that, I cannot tell you. But that's what I did. And what happened was I was telling my body out loud. So this is, again, about going beyond the power of thought, which is important. But when you speak it out loud, you are moving it into manifested form. That's what we are doing now as women, is speaking that level of truth, that radiant truth, and moving into that manifesting power that allows us to create a more potent web of harmony than just thinking about it. So to speak it, to articulate it, is key.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to have you give some examples. For instance, if you could demonstrate a tone that could change how we feel, what would that be?
Oh, my go-to is my favorite, and it's many people's favorites. It's the heart center tone, which is ah. And it's a terrific sound to do when all of a sudden you see the world is compressing down around you and you're moving into high stress and fear and whatever. If you can, and you're not, you know, because sometimes it's not wise to make a sound out loud, and I'll tell you what to do in those cases in a minute, but just make that open sound of ah. So if you want to, and I invite your audience, listening audience, to participate, let your mouth open a couple fingers wide, ah. So you have that open resonance. You're activating the whole resonating chamber of your mouth, your teeth, your tongue. All of that is important in creating the overtones that regenerate the body. So those ah tones, you just sustain that sound all the way to the end of your breath. And then you take another breath. So it sounds like this. And it's a mid-range tone, by the way. So you're not concerned with how you sound. You're not concerned with having the longest sound, the most beautiful sound. The concentration is that you feel the sound. And by bringing your attention to the heart center and producing that tone, and we can take it one step further and bring in color. I'm not visual, so I don't add color to mine. But many are, so green would be that regenerative color of the heart center. And you just hold that tone with your attention on your heart center. And that will change the field.
So what about, and you mentioned about people, say you're at work and you can't say, you know, say, sing ah out loud.
Right, right.
But you want to get more relaxed and focused at work. You know, we get busy, we get hectic, we get stressed. How do you tell people to work with that?
Go-to thing that I would recommend is humming. Hum. Just a simple hum. People won't hear it. In fact, your generators in an office place are making more sound. You know, you can just match that and no one will know. I invite people who have a lot of fear of flying to listen to the generator of the engine sound and tone, match that, and they will move into harmony, synchrony with that sound, and their stress, which is creating the agitation and more stress, is relieved. So what the person is doing in the office is just relaxing, stimulating the vagus nerve, allowing them to reduce their stress, stimulating immune function, and then starting to entrain in the room in a more harmonious way.
Well, it might be interesting that you might, when people do that, they might have an impact on others too, because the vibration carries.
Absolutely. A short story. I was on the phone with somebody negotiating a contract, and it just wasn't going well. We were not hearing each other. And he was called off the call for a moment. He put me on hold, and I said, okay, this has got to change. And I went immediately into the throat chakra tone, which is this. I didn't even have time to do it that long. And he comes back on, and it was as though somebody had given him the winning lottery ticket. He was a different guy. And we just had a very pleasant conversation, and the negotiation ended. We won, both winning on both sides. And what had happened was my sound changed the dial for me. That's all it did. I didn't change him. I changed my point of concentration or focus. It lowered my blood pressure. It changed the fact that what was coming from me was much more harmonious to the moment.
Yeah, and we can't change another person, but we can change ourselves. Right. Well, we're going to take another break, and we'll come back and talk more with Trish Devney.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune into the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and we've been talking about sound healings with Trish Devney, and she is the author of Sound Shifting, Your Personal Guide to Self-Healing with Sound. So we've been talking about, you talked about these tones, I mean, just saying the sound ah for the heart and right. How you can hum. And I was sharing at the break how I've been having this hip pain and sciatic, you know, issues. And so, you know, something that's very specific like that, how would you work with that?
Well, so often issues with certain parts of the body can be site specific, but it also can be originating in another part of the body.
Oh, yeah.
And it's real common knowledge. So what I find with these chakra tones that I teach and I share, and I'll be teaching up in the Pacific Northwest, are the tones that are primordial tones, which are the sounds that we heard when we were in utero. So they are not connected to a language of our creation, of our English language, or our earth language, but instead a very deep molecular language, if you will, subatomic language. So those tones the body recognizes. As you're making those tones, the whole body system is affected. And so where you may think it or feel it in the sciatic or the hip, that toning on a regular basis up the spine, up the chakra centers, which, by the way, are also corresponding to the endocrine system, will start to bring about the balance throughout the neurology, the limbic center of the brain, as well as immunity, where your immune system is starting to get stronger. You're strengthening T cells. You're strengthening all your natural killer cells, in my case, with my liver disease. So it's bringing about this balance that's far beyond what we could do with our medical instruments, our ability to see. I would also suggest to you and anybody who's having an area of pain, give the pain a voice. Sound out that pain. And sometimes when I've done that, I'll just start with, ah, and then this great big, oh, and I laugh or I'll howl. It starts to change the logjam of energy that just is static. It's just caught. And then I start to work with the regenerative properties of the primordial tones, which have those overtones that are helping to change the body dynamics. So it's cumulative, and it is demonstrative. You'll see the results. You'll feel the results. You'll not only feel it physically, but you'll feel it in the kind of people you draw into your life or the kind of experiences that you feel much more in harmony with. So that will be more happening more and more. And in this time of such chaos and stress, I believe that it's time for all of us to really find our own core, our own center, and hold that frequency of our own strength. That's what is the vibratory impact that changes the dynamics in the world, ecologically, institutionally, ideologically. It starts to change everything, spiritually.
Awesome. What do you recommend for people that are brand new that, you know, to start toning as a regular practice? What do you recommend?
Good question. I think just the beginning of making sound is key. Yawning out loud, sighing out loud is a great place to start. And most people have tried to minimize their sound. Go out into your garden and just talk to your plants. They're not going to laugh at you. You know. Tone to your plant. Ah, good morning. So just move sound. You know, when we were little, we made a lot of sound. And then we were told to be quiet and behave and not now. And so we learned to swallow and sublimate and make our voices small. And it's time to just begin to play with those very basic functions of making sound when you yawn, making sound when you wake up and stretch, making sound even, you know, in the yoga studio when you're doing your stretches. Just a quick little expelling really helps the muscle groups to relax. When you're lifting weights, when you're doing your weight-bearing exercises, make sound on the out-breath. And it's always on the out-breath. You're never making sound on the in-breath. It's almost impossible to do that. But it is, just practice doing sound, making sound a default response throughout your day. Because oftentimes when people are in the office and they're sighing, the first response of our office mates are you okay? Something wrong? And there isn't anything wrong. You're just making a sound. And what you're doing is changing the energy. You know, the energy may be stale. And so you're just awakening and fluffing up the energy. There's a tone, a third chakra tone, which is, corresponds to the liver. And it sounds like this. That's the root. And you're really working with the mid-body. Well, it sounds like you're going to throw up. Doesn't sound pretty. But making that sound starts to change the way the body digests food. So if you have, for instance, GERD or acid reflux, you start to make these tones, that starts to go away because, again, you're stimulating the vagus nerve, which releases the enzymes that the body needs in the digestive process. So it's just such a rich field of spiritual, metaphysical, physiological, emotional change that happens with one tone. So my recommendation for everyone is just to make the sound of awe. And if they want to move it up in a different vowel and a little different pitch, so that's the throat chakra, which is clearing the debris in the throat, the things that block us from speaking our truth. And it's not our truth that is an observation that somebody looks really silly and yellow, or that they sound silly or dumb. The truth is always extended through the truth of our radiance, the truth of who we know ourselves to be, which is what we see in everyone.
Well, it's great to have you on the show and be learning about this, and I hope everybody takes it, starts awing and sounding. I'm going to. It's just about getting the resonance of your physicality in alignment, I think. So I appreciate your gifts here and sharing it with the world. And everybody, check out Trisha's website is www.soundshifting.com. And she has CDs for you that will help you learn all this. And then her book, Sound Shifting, Your Personal Guide to Self-Healing with Sound. So I'm Chris Stanis, founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation and the conference. And this is the very last call for presenters. You can go to our website, thewowconference.org, and take a look at the information letter, reference forms you need, the application form. We have to have them in by Tuesday, September 8th. So, again, last call. We are now having a call for our vendors, our artists, our healers, and readers for our fall festival, which is a great day in Seattle at North Seattle Community College, and it's October 24th. And, again, you can go to that website. It's a new, brand-new website, thewowconference.org. Click on Fall Festival, and we have online applications and information there all about the fall festival. And so, again, we're looking for healers and readers and artists for that fun day. And be sure to check out my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. If you have any friends who need some inspiration in their life, want to explore the divine feminine, there's lots of variety of voices in this book from some of our speakers, our participants, artists, poetry, all that is in the book. And check out what's happening at Women of Wisdom in our Pacific Northwest area. Just go to womenofwisdom.org. One of the main things that we are doing coming up in October, October 1st through 4th, we do a special circle leadership training. There's information on our website about it. It is October 1st through the 4th in Gold Bar, Washington, a lovely campsite some, we're not camping, but a retreat center along a river. And it's all about learning a co-creative leadership model that you can be used anywhere, any areas of your life, work, home, relationships. So I invite you to check that out soon, because we have to close up the registration. Okay, well, we're at the end of our time here today. So glad you've joined us. And I hope you that you'll be with us again every Friday at 1 o'clock Pacific time. Okay, have a great holiday weekend, everybody, and drive safe.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.